This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What?
I see a sad story here from Fox 2 Sports. As Mike the Grizzly Bear at the Detroit Zoo dies after months of health issues. And it's got a sweet picture of the bear kind of lying on his stomach, face first, looking towards the camera. Oh.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Like bears.
The bear's name was Mike?
Mike the Grizzly Bear.
Okay.
I love when people name pets, obviously the bear is not a pet, but name animals after human names. Love it.
Well, you did that with Lois.
Yes. Yes. It's not the only reason I did that, but I mean, yeah. I think the first time I heard it, I had a friend of mine in high school who's, they had a dog named Bart, and I thought, what a great name for a dog. This big lumbering dog, Bart.
That sounds about right. Okay, so these two things aren't related at all, but 10 more players were unveiled in the NFL player rankings. It was 20 down to 11. At number 20 was C.J. Stroud.
Wow.
After yeah.
One season, there
yep.
he is.
At number 16 was Dak Prescott. At number 15 was Jalen Hurts. Number 12 was Josh Allen. Those are all the quarterbacks. I bring up the quarterbacks because this is the player rankings, the player evaluations, and it doesn't really mean anything, right? I mean, what it means is there's respect for these guys in the league. Does it impact what I care about most? And that is whether or not the Lions win the Super Bowl or not. And the answer is no. These player rankings have nothing to do with it. But I do put more stock in these than, you know, bro from CBSSports.com's rankings, right? I mean, these are the players.
Right. And I think when you look at it from a player's standpoint, you start to see, you know, they play against these guys or they play with these guys. And to them, it's almost like a validation of what a pain in the ass these guys are to play against. You know?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts can be a pain in the ass to play against. You think you got him hemmed in and then he just moves through the pocket and then takes off and he's gone. You know, Lamar Jackson will be in the top 10. It's the same thing. Mahomes is the greatest maybe to ever play the game with his versatility. It's amazing. Dak Prescott's the one that interests me because Dak is like regular season awesome. And then at times in regular season, he looks terrible. Like he's Jekyll and Hyde at times. He's more good than he is bad. And he's got more good games than bad games. But the playoffs are a different story, and they've had issues with that too. I'm surprised that they've got him rated that highly. But, okay. The rookie getting number 20 there, C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, that one's interesting.
That's eye-opening, but it also tells me this. I think people look at it and they say, what did he have to work with when he was there? They didn't give him much. It's not like Nico Collins was tearing it up before C.J. Stroud got there, right? So he just clicked with Nico Collins, and they took it to a whole different level. C.J. Stroud looked like a completely different quarterback with Houston than he did in college at Ohio State. You know, what we remember is the games against Michigan where he's scrambling and can't figure things out, and, you know, nobody's getting open, and he throws the ball and forces it, and Michigan picks it off, and they're celebrating. At Houston, he had all the confidence in the world, and now they've actually given him weapons in the offseason. C.J. Stroud is, like, if you're buying stock in a player, that's one I would buy stock in.
Well, you'd have to pay a lot for that stock.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But it's funny because so that means Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes in the top 10.
Yep.
Then Josh Allen's 12, Jalen Hurts 15, Dak Prescott 16, C.J. Stroud 20, Brock Purdy 28, Jordan Love 34, Tua Tagovailoa 36, Joe Burrow 39, Matt Stafford 42, and the 12th rated quarterback is Jared Goff at 48. Unless there's somebody else in the top 10 we're forgetting, and I don't think there is.
I don't think so.
And then I noticed today Pro Football Focus just had a graphic and a picture of Jared Goff, and the caption was, "Is Jared Goff underrated?" And I don't know that it has anything to do. This came out at 10:30 this morning. They tweeted that out. They don't link the NFL's top 100. They don't say anything about it. But is Jared Goff underrated? I don't know that he is in this town. You can't go to a game. You can't go to a Lions practice without hearing his chant. You can't go to a Lions game without hearing his name chanted. You can't go to a Red Wing game without hearing his name chanted. You can't go to Cheesecake Factory without hearing his name chanted. He's not underrated here. Is he underrated? And they actually link a quote. Tyrann Mathieu says of Jared Goff, "You have a lot of good pieces around him, but I think he's the one that's kind of really making it go." We talked about it last year. Amon-Ra's getting the love now. But he was really their only established weapon outside of probably David Montgomery. And he did it with a developing wide receiver, a veteran role player wide receiver, a rookie running back, a rookie tight end. You know, if you talk about wanting to have a quarterback that makes the players around him better, I think he checks that box.
I think he definitely checks that box. I think the other thing that I'm going to glean from this, and perhaps I shouldn't, but I will, is that the players do not believe in the term system quarterback. Like, it's not this, it's the player. The players have to make the throws. The players have to make the read. The quarterbacks have to make the reads, make the throws, understand the defenses in front of them, and maneuver through a pocket and all that. They have to deliver the ball on time. They have to do all these things that are incredibly difficult to do. Don't insult the position or the player by saying, "Oh, it's just the system." That's why Brock Purdy is 28, mm-hmm. and Jared Goff's in the top 50. And you see these quarterbacks there. I don't think the players believe in that system BS. I think that's something that's created by media types and maybe fans as well, because they're going to listen to what the media says.
You know what's funny about this too is we spent the entire Stafford era. The yeah, but with Stafford was always, yeah, but he doesn't win in the playoffs. Right. Yeah, but stat Padford, right? But the games matter, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but he'll throw an interception late in the game that kills the team.
And I look down at this list, and I would think that the anti-Stafford fan would be upset to see Jared Goff at 48, who won playoff games, beat Stafford, and Stafford's listed ahead of him.
Right.
If that criteria was so critical back then, The 1-to-1 there is, well, Goff should be ahead of Stafford if that's your criteria for ranking quarterbacks.
Well,
of course, Goff didn't just play Stafford and Stafford didn't just play Goff. There are teams involved here.
Well, there's something else too.
What's that?
The ring.
Well, yeah. I mean, I got that, but he didn't win the ring last year.
No, but he's got a ring, and obviously
it could impact the voting. Like, I really feel like I'm on thin ice going, how can they have Jordan Love after a great half season? They have that much faith. C.J. Stroud in the top 20. They got him as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 best quarterback in football already. And we went through how Baker Mayfield made this list early in his career, and Derek Carr made this list early in his career, and Carson Wentz was near the top of the list early in his career. But, you know, it's funny that the same day that the more quarterbacks, four more quarterbacks get listed ahead of Jared Goff. Pro Football Focus tweets out, is Goff underrated?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.